Like to welcome Shedrick Kirk, a defensive back from Kentucky Wesleyan. How are you doing today, Shedrick?
I'm good. Good to be here. Glad you guys have took out the time to interview me. Good.
Sure. So, what's your main takeaway from playing at Cumberland University?
My main takeaway from playing at Cumberland, it was more so just me having to being there. I had to grow up, perfect my craft, and honestly just get on purpose with my life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty much it with me. For me, I felt like being there was where I needed to be so I could mature and grow up. So yeah, I think it was just a place for me to grow up and really mature.
What made you transfer to Kentucky Wesleyan? I understand you had a better experience there.
When the coaches that recruited me for Cumberland left, I felt like I wasn't growing anymore as a man and also as a football player, like in my position at corner. So I felt like I needed to move, and Coach Smith, he actually reached out to me and ended up recruiting me and bringing me to Kentucky Wesleyan. So when I got there, I felt like I was learning again and actually learning.
Who is a cornerback you model your game after?
I model my game after Jalen Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody I watch all the time because he's a bigger corner, and we're basically like the same size. So I like to watch him, Tre'Davious White, Xavier Howard, those guys.
What can you do on special teams? Like if you were to try out for an NFL team?
Anything. I can play anywhere on special teams, kickoff return, punt return, just anywhere on the field, honestly.
Do you see yourself as more of an inside or an outside guy, kind of in the defensive backfield?
I would say outside with my speed and my footwork and my ability to guard receivers, but inside as well because I can tackle. I like to tackle. I can get off a block. So, you know, I think I'm more versatile DB than most. Just with my size and quickness, you know.
What can you take away from high school football in Tennessee?
I feel like now we're getting more recognition, but I think Tennessee football is a place for kids where they're hidden gems here. A lot of hidden gems, and they don't get a lot of recognition. Well, we didn't coming out of high school. And I feel like now that's changing. So mm-hmm. What I learned for the most, if you want to make it out, you have to put in the work to make people notice and respect you. So yeah, that's really what I took from that experience.
What's the key to getting an interception, in your opinion?
I say the key is winning at the line and attacking the football. It all starts at the line. If your footwork is right and you're pressing him, everything, like if everything is right at the beginning and you run the route for him in the end, you'll come over the ball. So just staying disciplined in your technique.
How was your pro day? How did it go?
My pro day, it was fine. My numbers were good. I feel like in my opinion they could have been better.
What's your 40?
My 40 time is a 4.5. I'm running it again in a week just to, you know, just to put it out there again. At my pro day, it wasn't where I wanted it to be. So, trying to run it again just to show that time wasn't accurate.
What's your favorite cheat meal? I know you guys have to diet a lot, but like, what's your?
I would say my favorite cheat meal is pizza and wings.
Nice.
That would have to be my favorite.
That's cool. Well, Shedrick, I appreciate having you on. I know you've been doing a lot of websites and interviews, so I appreciate the time. Thank you, and good luck with the draft, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. You have a good one.
Take care.